Welcome into 3 and Out. I'm Matt Boyer for Broncos TV. And as we do every week on 3 and Out, we're taking a look at the highlights from last week, the big storyline this week, and a look ahead to that all-important matchup on Sunday. This week, of course, it's against the LA Chargers. So let's get right to it.
Four-man pressure. Simeon in the pocket. Steps up. Now throws the ball. Middle of the field. A dangerous one. It's intercepted.
Time now for first down. Usually we take a look at highlights in this segment, but Phil Milani joins me now. We got to take the bad with the good, right?
That's true.
Everything on the table here. We're going to first talk about, though, missed opportunities, because that's something Vance Joseph keyed in on during his weekly address.
Yeah, one of the biggest missed opportunities that I noticed in Sunday night's game was the Broncos struggled to get the ball in the end zone a little bit. And one play where I thought maybe they could have got that was a throw to the flat to Jamaal Charles. Trevor Siemian does a nice job recognizing a safety blitz. Landon Collins comes up, but then they drop a guy on the other side, so it actually ends up only being 5-on-5. But because there's pressure in Simeon's face, the ball maybe got a little bit deflected, and it falls short to Charles. But we know how fast Jamaal Charles is. If he catches that ball cleanly, he's off to the races, and maybe it's a score that early in the game, that was in the second quarter, could have changed the whole thing.
Could have been a very, very different play. Now, let's take a look at some good highlights. All right,
okay.
Let's take a look at a good play here. You said it. The difference in protection, I mean, that can make a world of a difference, and we saw it with DT and Trevor.
Yeah, on this 40-yard play, we saw a nice, good pocket. Trevor Siemian able to really step up into this throw. It was a 3rd-and-9 play, so maybe you're not expecting a deep shot there, but the Broncos send all three of their receivers deep down the field. DT is running a go route down the sideline. The other safety's late to come over. Siemian delivers a nice ball, able to step up into the pocket, and DT, we know how he just goes up, gets the ball at the high point, and even if there's two guys on him, he comes down with the ball.
Time now for second down. Ben Swanson joins me. We're taking a look at the big storyline or the big picture for the week, Ben. And the AFC West, I mean, you look top to bottom, so competitive. The Chargers have won 2 straight. The Raiders started off hot, kind of tailed off a bit in recent weeks. Is this the best division in football right now?
I think you can make that case, and I mean, you look at it and they really beat up on each other, and that kind of hurts themselves in the standings, but yeah, you could definitely make that case. You look around the league and some of the divisions that you thought were going to be the best, like the NFC East, you know, teams like the Cowboys and the Giants have clearly fallen off, and so they kind of take a step back from being the best division. But yeah, so a lot of good divisions out there. As far as talent goes, though, I think the AFC West might be the best. From a pure record standpoint, it's hard to say, but they seem to give every team that they face a run for their money.
It seems like competitive-wise, the parity across the league is really going to play a lot into how the playoffs are going to shape up. It feels like we haven't seen this type of parity in a long time.
Yeah, you really need to read up on your tiebreaker rules, I think, this year. I was reading this article on The Ringer, and it said that through this point in the last 3 seasons, this year, there have been 14 teams that have 3 wins, whereas in 2015, there were only 5. In 2016, there were 9. A lot of teams have kind of just been fighting in this kind of mud in the middle, and it clearly will take a little bit longer to see who will separate themselves. But if some teams kind of, you know, keep going the way they are, it could be really close towards the end of the season.
Because of that parity and because of that competitiveness across the league, divisional records are going to be paramount and very, very important, and you can bet the Broncos are thinking about possibly going 3-0 against divisional opponents this weekend.
They've been playing well, you know, all year, and they string together 2 wins, so it's going to be a tough one. You know, every week is a tough one. You got to be desperate to win, and, you know, we got to get this one. This next week, we got to get this win versus the Chargers.
Time now for third down. Eric Dalala joins me now, and Eric, I'll try not to say San Diego Chargers. I've been saying it all week, but the Los Angeles Chargers, first time the Broncos are going to go there. This is the first road divisional game. This was the season opener, though, this matchup. What did we learn in the last game, and how can the Broncos apply it to maybe this matchup?
Yeah, it was a little bit of an interesting game last time, because I think if you look at the game score, you're seeing a missed field goal by the LA Chargers to give the Broncos their season opening win. But if you watch the game, the Broncos kind of dominated that contest until 2 fourth quarter turnovers really brought the Chargers back into it. I think they match up well if they can slow down Melvin Gordon. They definitely did that in the first matchup. Trevor Siemian was efficient. Phillip Rivers, not so much. and they ran the ball and stopped the run. It's all about getting back to that. In the first game we saw, when the Broncos do that, they're really hard to beat. And like everybody always says, the run game travels. Travels in the playoffs, but it also travels in October when you need to go get a divisional win.
When you've got a team like this that's won two straight, LA started off, of course, a little rough, but have gotten things back on track the last couple of weeks. What's key for the Broncos to get off to a good start?
Yeah, I mean, the Chargers were never that far off, and their three of their four losses came by a combined 7 points. So they were always right there, kind of like the Giants a little bit, actually. They got Mike Williams back last week, the 7th overall pick. He only had one catch, but he opens up another factor in their offense. Melvin Gordon last week, 150 all-purpose yards, so that's kind of a reason for that. So if you're the Broncos, you can't afford to fall behind again. And that's something that we haven't really seen this year, that them falling behind early in the first quarter. But last year, that was a big issue. And so for them, getting off to a good start in the first quarter, finding some red zone efficiency, taking this kind of three-game cold stretch and turning it back into a positive like it was in the first 2 weeks, that's going to be really important if they want to get a road win.
That'll do it for 3 and Out. Special thanks to Austin Brink and Aaron Gunning behind the camera, as well as Eric Dalala, Phil Milani, and Ben Swanson. I'm Matt Boyer. Thank you so much for joining us on 3 and Out.